Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons reveal how God's people flourish even in tough times. Your Heavenly Father will produce an economic turnaround to supernaturally provide for you and your family.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George is here, and we're in it to win it. Hallelujah.
That word just
came up between the broadcasts. So we're taking ground. Glory to God. Prospering in every endeavor. Hallelujah.
Yes, we are. Gloria, it's so good to be on the broadcast with you.
George, we're glad to have you back.
We're into some good things here.
We are.
Prospering in tough times. We're learning how to prosper in tough times. All of these outlines, by the way, they're available to you right now. Go to kcm.org, click onto the picture of Gloria and me. It'll take you over to these broadcasts well as the notes.
Now, that's an odd couple. Is that right? There's something wrong with this picture, but it's just TV.
It's just TV. So just click on over there. You can get these. You can get all of these outlines, including all of the 180 broadcast outlines on prosperity.
Oh, my goodness.
That we have made available to you. And you take these and study them out. Pastors, preach them in
your
churches.
School.
Make copies of them. Do whatever you want to do. And I know that the people will be blessed because of it.
That's awesome.
And we want your testimonies, too.
Yes,
what is God doing for you? We want to know. You know, we read those testimonies.
Really?
I get them.
I
read them.
Testimonies.
And sometimes we read them on the broadcast here.
Yeah.
So we want to know what God is doing for you.
Amen.
Where prosperity is concerned.
Praise God.
We are talking about prospering in tough times. No matter what is going on in the economy, Gloria, we prosper. We prosper all the way through the economy.
And so what, George? We have no fear of the future. A lot of people are in fear today of what's coming and so on. We prosper in tough times,
no matter what is going.
The word works.
I just had an inspiration here.
Okay, let's have it.
I'm going to draw a graph. I'll draw a graph here.
Yeah.
And this is one of those financial graphs.
Okay.
And let's just, for instance, economy. Sometimes it has a picture like this where it goes down. And so I'll show you my graph picture. Where's my camera? Is this me right here? Okay.
Okay, we got it.
Can you see my graph? Okay, it's going down. We good? Yeah. But that's the world.
That's us. We increase.
We prosper in tough times.
Very good, George.
We just keep going higher.
Write a book on that, will you?
Higher. Okay, I'll write a book on that. Prospering in tough times. And it doesn't matter what's happening. It doesn't matter what's going on around us.
Everybody knows we're not normal.
We are.
we're not normal people.
That's right. They look at us, they think we're crazy. I remember one time, this was last year, and there was an article in the newspaper about the ministry, and somebody was quoting you. The writer was quoting you, and quoting you from a convention where you got up in front of the convention, you said, "It's God's will to heal every disease." And he wrote in his article, he said, "Well, that's ridiculous." And I thought, that's the world we live in, folks. That's where we are.
I guess it was a slow news day.
We can walk in the kingdom of God here on earth, operate in it, and the world system cannot touch what we're operating in the kingdom system.
That's exactly right.
We're walking in that now.
We prosper in tough times.
We prosper in tough times and we flourish.
Yes, we do.
We flourish. We don't fail. We don't just survive. We thrive.
That's right.
We thrive through everything that is going on out there right now. We are thriving through it because everything is going to be all right in the household of faith. That's what the word of the Lord said. Brother Copeland had this word from the Lord. I'll read some of that. The world is in serious trouble, but for the household of faith and those that will cling to my word, everything is going to be
everything
all right. August
all
the 6th, 2010. Everything is going to be all right.
Yeah.
The world is in serious trouble. Some very hard things are coming in different places around the world. They're that way now, and they're not going to get better. Mm. They'll continue to get worse and worse. It's on a downhill run that the world cannot stop. But for the household of faith, everything is going to be all right.
Lord, we take that word.
Father, thank
We're
you.
So
thank
grateful.
You, Jesus.
We take it. We believe it.
Yes,
we have
Lord.
Confidence
you,
in your word to us. And we're so grateful
you,
for
Jesus.
That encouragement. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
What a word.
Thank
everything
you, Lord.
Everything is going to
be
all
right. Jesus can
now, that
turn...
means we should people should use that. Maybe if they have symptoms and they're going to the doctor.
Yeah.
Remember this. Everything
is going to be all right.
Don't get in fear. Stay in faith. If something happens that you need money, you don't know where it's coming from, remember this. Everything is going to be all right.
That's it. That's a word, Gloria. That
I
is
take
a prophetic
it.
Word.
Yes, I take
Every,
it.
Terry and I have used that word so many times.
When anything comes up.
When anything has happened, we just look at each other and go,
everything
is going to be
all
right.
All right.
All right.
That's good.
All
I like
right.
that.
Let's look
I'm helped today. That's
I
good.
I think that's outstanding. I thank you, Gloria, for bringing that out.
Hallelujah.
Everything is going to be
all
right.
Amen. Good.
Amen.
Amen.
In this case here, Luke chapter 5.
Yeah.
I want us to talk today about a supernatural economic turnaround.
All right.
You can have in your life right now a supernatural economic
That's
turnaround
true.
With Jesus. He'll do it.
Yeah.
He can do it. He knows what to do. He knows how to handle it. And there was something in this, there was something in this account here, and we'll read through this, but this was the great, we call it the great catch of fish.
Mm-hmm.
And there was something in this, and something that I've learned from you and Kenneth about reading Scripture. Just don't skim over the surface of it, but really meditate on it. Really dig into it and find out what it's saying. And I saw some things in here, Gloria, that I have never seen before where this account was concerned. They were actually facing a very serious economic situation
That's right.
on the Galilee. Because as we read into it, you know, they were out all night fishing. They came back in. They hadn't taken anything. They were discouraged. Well, this hadn't just been last night.
Mm-hmm.
This was going on night after night after night. And Jesus was seeing that the entire Galilee fishing industry was going down. I mean, this is what the Lord is showing me. It's much bigger than what we've imagined. It's much bigger, had much bigger impact on what we were seeing originally, but there was an economic downturn that was taking place and the fish just weren't biting. It wasn't happening. And I really believe that Peter and their fishing company were facing bankruptcy.
Well, I believe that too.
They were coming really to the end of their rope.
To the end, that's
on
right.
On this. And I'll tell you right now, there may be some people out there watching that may be facing bankruptcy. You may be facing such a serious economic, personal situation. It may be with your business. It may be personally in your household. Today, Jesus is going to turn that around. Today.
Amen.
Today.
Praise God.
If you'll pay attention and listen to what we're saying here, in the same way that He turned it around here, He will turn it around for you if you will believe it. That's
Praise
the key.
God. Amen. Listen, you know, sometimes I run out of margin and I put little yellow
put
stickies.
Put stickies on there. Look at
now
your
here's
Bible.
What's in that scripture on chapter 5. It says, "And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net."
Mm.
So what I got that day, this was in Healing School.
Yeah.
"Today, I want you to reconsider the situation according to the word." See, that's what Peter did. He reconsidered.
Reconsidered.
He reconsidered the word the Lord had spoke. "Nevertheless, at thy word." And it was Healing School. So I told the people, reconsider the situation.
That's good.
Of sickness, disease, whatever's come against you. Poverty, you can't pay your bills or whatever it is. Reconsider that
That's
situation
good.
According to what the word
That's
says.
Good.
The
good.
Word changes everything. Glory to God.
The word changes everything.
Yeah.
And reconsider it according to the word.
That's so what you're
so
doing
good.
Is you're reconsidering it reconsidering it in faith in the Word of God.
Yeah.
The Word changes everything. Isn't that good?
The Word changes
everything. That just blessed me so much.
That's tremendous.
Glory to God.
That's tremendous, Gloria.
And then I said, Peter, that's Luke 5:5, miracles. Peter knew the natural report. He knew it wasn't a good fishing thing.
Yeah.
But he but reconsidered the situation at Jesus' word, and he cast the net.
Read that to me again. Peter said.
Peter knew. The natural report. In other words, he knew that it wasn't the right time to fish or the right place or whatever it was. Peter knew the natural report, but reconsidered the situation at Jesus' word, and he put the net where he told him to.
Wow.
Isn't that good?
Oh, that's so good.
I just got so blessed
at that. That's so good, because I was thinking, too, I have a little yellow sticky here that I wrote something on. I was listening to the series that we're offering on the broadcast, the one of Kenneth and Bill Winston. And Bill Winston was talking about this very same scripture. And he said, fish don't bite in the daytime.
Yeah.
So that's what Peter was thinking when Jesus said, throw out the nets. That fish don't bite in the daytime. And Bill Winston said, that's revelation versus information.
That's good. I like that. Revelation.
Revelation versus information. Information that lacks revelation is just fact. It's just fact of what this will do or what that will do. Revelation takes us over into the supernatural realm.
Uh-huh.
Here you've got professional fishermen out there doing their job. Who knows how long they've been fishing?
That's right.
And who knows how long their parents have been fishing? They know what to do. They're operating off of information. They come back in after that. And Jesus says, throw the nets out for a catch. And I really, the way Kenneth has talked about this before, you know, Peter's like, yeah, okay. All right, Reverend. Mm-hmm. Well,
whatever you say.
And he's thinking in his mind, fish don't bite in the daytime. Fish don't bite in the daytime. Fish, that's what's been programmed into his mind. And what Jesus did was he reprogrammed Peter's mind and all of their partners to the Word of God, to the supernatural of what is possible, the possibilities, what is available to them right now in the Spirit. And when they threw that net out and had that catch, that, as Oral Roberts called it, a net-breaking, boat-sinking load, they were astonished.
Yeah.
Well,
it
says
it was against everything they knew about it.
It was,
listen to this. This should make a good series.
Okay, come on.
Revelation versus information. Revelation. From the Word of God.
From the Word of God versus information.
The doctor's report.
Oh, Gloria.
The bank statement.
Oh, Gloria.
The bills. Revelation. Does that give you goosebumps?
Revelation. I got to say it again. Revelation from the Word of God versus information from the doctor, the accountant.
That's right.
The whatever bad report is coming to you.
This that we're talking about is prospering in tough times.
Wow. Yeah.
So revelation.
Yeah.
Versus information. We're taking revelation.
Revelation.
And it's overcoming the information.
Wow.
And victory is ours.
Wow.
This is a victory that overcomes the world.
Wow.
Overcomes the bad report.
Yeah.
Overcomes the world. Even our
faith. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Well, you just said that. I was thinking about, was it yesterday we were talking about the deficit that we ran into in 1989?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Information.
We had a lot of information.
let me tell you what the information was that they gave me. Accounting said that in the natural, information-wise, it will take a year and a half to 2 years to get out of this.
And that was a fact.
That was a fact. Revelation.
Yeah, Revelation says.
We were clear within 6 months.
Revelation says, I believe I receive it today.
I receive it today.
And you stand on that, whether it's your healing, your finances, or whatever it is.
I believe that what happened right here in this account, it renewed and changed the minds. Because what Jesus was wanting to do, first of all, Jesus he asked Peter for the use of his boat to preach from, to preach yeah. revelation from.
Now, Peter said, he yeah. told him the real situation as he saw it.
We've
but
toiled.
But he said, yeah. nevertheless,
at your word,
I will let down the net. And that's what we do when we act by faith.
That's what we
instead
do.
Instead of what the circumstances say, the bank statement, the, you know, whatever. Nevertheless.
At your word,
Jesus, we let down the note. Hallelujah.
Nevertheless, at your word. And what Jesus did here.
And they got a boat sinking. What is net, it, Brother Roberts?
Net breaking.
Boat sinking. Something low. We've forgotten. But it was a big load.
It was a big load. I can tell you exactly how many fish.
How many? Too many?
No, I can tell you exactly how many fish. Look at this. Hold your place right there.
And I don't know how many fish.
To John. I saw this the
other day. You've got information.
John,
you've got inside information.
John 21. Look at John 21. In John 21, and this is when Peter went back to fishing.
Yeah.
Okay. And you can see in my Bible here, I drew a fish.
Oh, I wish I could
draw. You ever seen a fish in the Bible? I drew a fish.
Yeah.
Okay, look at this. In verse 11, chapter 21, verse 11, it says, Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. For all there were so many, yet none of the net broke.
I forgot it told you how many fish. 153 fish.
So you...
153. See, I learned something today.
153 fish. And what...
So apparently they counted them.
Apparently.
They said, wow, look at this.
Somebody says, somebody count the fish. One, two, three.
Oh, yeah.
100. That's a full load.
That's a
supernatural load. And I am going to dare to say something to you, Gloria, that they had never, ever had a full net load like that before.
No, there's
never.
No question.
Never.
They'd never
in there.
Seen it before.
Never had seen that ever before. Jesus wants to turn your economic situation around and fill your net with 153 great fish. And let me add this. How about 153 fish with gold coin in their mouths?
Why not? Praise
supernatural.
God.
It's supernatural.
You know, I think we don't think the supernatural enough.
I want to, Gloria.
I think when we're thinking about options, we should always put the supernatural option first.
Yes.
And then all the other things after it.
Yes.
Now, I never thought about that before, but I'm going to do that.
I've been reading a book by...
For the most part, I guess I do that, but in healing and
I want
prosperity.
To do it. I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. I have been practicing this. I have been endeavoring to renew my mind where the supernatural and supernatural provision is concerned. I've been reading a book by David Oyedepo, the pastor, of course,
well,
over
he certainly
in
knows
Nigeria.
How to do it.
He's written a book called Commanding the Supernatural.
I need that. I don't think I have that book.
When Terry and I flew to South Africa, that's
Didn't
what I read on the way.
One?
I will bring you one of those.
Hallelujah.
Commanding the supernatural.
Great. That's it.
It's just renewing our minds to the supernatural. And what Jesus did that day with these guys is he opened their minds and their hearts to the supernatural provision that God has for them. And listen to this. I believe that when Jesus, because Jesus was there for the purpose of calling Peter and John into the ministry, and James into the ministry. It says, from henceforth, you shall catch men. Well, he did not want to leave his family high and dry. He brought in enough fish to stimulate the market back again. And not only did it, because he didn't want to leave, he wanted Peter, but he wasn't going to take him away and leave the family without.
Yeah.
I don't know how much money they would have gotten for 153 fish. I'm sure we could figure it out somehow. But that...
Well, apparently it was a lot.
And it was...
To what they were normally accustomed to.
Normally accustomed to. Well, it says enclosed a great multitude of fishes.
That would have to be.
A great multitude.
A big fishing day.
And they said that was a big fishing day. And it says in verse 9, he was astonished. Peter was astonished. Well, I'll back up. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, I'm a sinful man. He woke up. He woke up to...
It
was so miraculous. He was so short-sighted that he woke up. And then it said, for he was astonished, and all that were with him at the catch of the fishes which they had taken. Gloria, they were astonished. They had never seen anything like this before.
Isn't that awesome?
I like what Kelly preaches.
What does she preach?
When you get Jesus in your boat, nothing is impossible.
That's right. I like that too.
And
that's
so
exactly right.
I looked at this. I thought, you need to get Jesus in your boat right now.
Well,
he turned around the economy of the Galilee. And he turned around Peter's fishing business, and whatever he touched, it prospered. It affected. And Kenneth said this in his Bible. I was reading the personal Bible, that the notes that he has off at the side, and he said this.
The finger pointing at the note.
The finger pointing at the note.
He wrote, drew that finger himself.
He said, this huge catch was in preparation for Peter, John's, and James to leave everything and follow him.
Set them up for ministry.
He set them up.
Glory to God.
He set them up.
But what if he'd have said, well, you know, the fishing's not any good this time of day. Let's just go in.
What if Jesus operated off of the information instead of the revelation? See, revelation.
Oh, that's good, George.
I'm sure we're out of time, but revelation will give you privileged information from heaven itself of ways to do things that the world has not
that's
even
exactly
thought of.
Right.
Who would have thought about fishing during the daytime that scares off all the fish?
Glory
no,
to God.
But Jesus, when you get Jesus in your boat, your economy will turn around.
Hallelujah. We receive it. George and I'll be right back.
Welcome to the 2014 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, coming to you from Woodbridge, Virginia.
Father, we praise you. We honor you, sir. We bless the District of Columbia. We bless this nation tonight. For you are the God of this nation. And we thank you and we praise you. God is in the business of changing this nation right now. Very important to walk in the supernatural. We're a supernatural church and we're supposed to be walking in it. God.
We've always been blessed each time that we have come here to hear from God.
There's no place else that you can come and see and feel the Holy Spirit working like it works here.
The door's open, my brother and sister. Pull up your faith and walk through it. Glory. But it won't work without faith. Faith don't work without love. And love doesn't work without forgiveness.
We have the power to forgive in the same way that God has the power to forgive. That's been a deeper revelation for us this year.
There are just nuggets of truth in there, and it's just about how fast you can write it down before he gives you something else that you're like, oh no, I gotta get that too.
God's got everything, and he is very generous, and the currency of heaven is faith. If you've got faith, you can have the answer.
I also like to have the feel of the seasoned saints and their inspiration of still preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ.
No matter what's going on in the world, like, I'm learning how to build my house of my life on the rock of Jesus.
We're born of His Spirit. We're born from above. We're born of an incorruptible seed by the Word of God that lives and abides forever. Glory to God! It is in here.
The Word of God is medicine to our flesh. So we take the Word like medicine. Talking right and saying the Word about your physical condition is vitally important. Jesus, we thank you that you are our healer and you heal every sickness and every disease.
Pray and listen. Pray and listen. And be quiet, be still, and listen and listen and listen. Because the answers are in there.
if you are in a situation where you need your faith to just meet your circumstances and overcome them, this is the place to be.
Words alone cannot describe it. It's a blessing, and next year we want to bring the whole church to the meeting.
When you come, you'll never regret it. I have learned so much and always want to be at all of his meetings.
You just saw some highlights from our Washington, D.C. Victory campaign. Washington's always a great place to have a good meeting. We have partners come in, and we have these meetings for our partners. It's a time and place where you can come and build your faith, get strong spiritually, take the word back to your countries and cities, and just let Jesus be Lord all around the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today's offering day on the broadcast, and George and I want to pray for your offering. And so you pray and ask the Lord what He'd have you to do, and I'm going to ask Pastor George to pray over your offering, and I'll add to it. And so we'll come into agreement with you concerning your finances.
Amen. Father, in the name
thank
of Jesus,
you,
we pray over our partners
yes,
and friends, and thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the offerings that they send to mm-hmm. this ministry to mm-hmm. to complete the work that has been called to do here. And I call forth right now for
we
harvest.
Call it forth.
In
harvest.
The name of Jesus, the 100-fold
yes.
return is working all the time on their
oh,
behalf.
Yes.
And I thank you that they are thriving and not just surviving.
That's
they
right.
are flourishing and not failing, and that you are lifting them up right
yes.
now. There is a lifting up,
yes.
a financial lifting up.
Right.
That is available to the body of Christ, and we lay hold upon it.
Yes.
We thank you for it, and we call in the harvest
we
right now
in.
On all of the seed that yes. they have sown and sow into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We
God.
Declare it so, and Father, we commit to you that no matter what is going on, we will continue to tithe
yes.
and sow and receive
right.
the harvest, because yes. we say in Jesus' name that our giving is not connected whatsoever
yes.
to the economy.
That's
it is
right.
connected to
that's
the
right.
kingdom of God.
And we
in
say,
Jesus' name.
We say this, harvest.
Harvest.
You come.
You come.
To me now.
To me now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now, if you didn't say that with it, we're going to do it again.
Okay.
And you say it over your harvest.
Yep.
Harvest.
Harvest.
You come.
You come.
To me now.
To me now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I take my harvest.
I take my harvest.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. If you missed any of the broadcasts this week, go to kcm.org and download them free. You can also watch it on KCM's Roku channel. Go to church. Go to a church that preaches you the Word of God. George and I'll be back on Monday for week two on prospering in tough times. We are thriving and not just surviving.
That's right.
This is Gloria and George reminding you that
Jesus is Lord.
Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith. This week's Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. Receive God's great grace abounding toward you and live in the blessing.